Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, your daily dose of Spartan Mental Gym action. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Like there's this invisible wall stopping you from truly owning your potential? Today, we're tackling a game changer. Building unshakable confidence by embracing both your strengths and weaknesses. You heard that right, folks, even those things you think hold you back. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Embrace my weaknesses? That sounds like a recipe for disaster. But trust me on this one, it's about reframing the whole game. Think of your strengths as the turbocharged engines of your life, propelling you forward with power and grace. They're the things that come naturally, make you feel alive, and set you apart from the crowd. But those weaknesses? They're not your enemies. They're your hidden training grounds. Each one is a chance to learn, grow, and become even more resilient. It's like this. Imagine trying to build a muscle without ever pushing it past its limits. You wouldn't get anywhere, right? The same goes for our minds. So, how do we actually put this into practice? First, let's identify those strengths, folks. What are you naturally good at? Maybe it's public speaking, creating art, solving problems, or just being a rock-solid friend. Write them down, own them, and let them fuel your fire. Next, we tackle the weaknesses, and here's where the magic happens. Instead of seeing them as roadblocks, view them as stepping stones to growth. Think about those areas where you struggle, where you feel a little less confident. Is it public speaking? Maybe it's organizing your thoughts or expressing your creativity. Once you pinpoint them, break them down into smaller, manageable challenges. Take that fear of public speaking and turn it into a practice session. Join a Toastmasters group, record yourself talking, or even just start by practicing in front of the mirror. Celebrate each small victory along the way. Remember, confidence isn't about being perfect. It's about embracing your whole self, the good, the bad, and the messy. Think of it like this. A well-rounded individual is like a perfectly balanced barbell, with both sides contributing to overall strength. Let me tell you a quick story that illustrates this point perfectly. A few years back, I was working on a project that required me to present in front of a large group. Now, public speaking isn't exactly my forte. My palms get sweaty, my mind goes blank, and I tend to ramble like a kid trying to explain their favorite video game. But here's the thing. I knew this was a crucial opportunity for growth. So, instead of shying away from it, I decided to embrace the challenge head on. I practiced relentlessly, visualized success, and even did some deep breathing exercises to calm my nerves. The day of the presentation arrived, and let me tell you, I still felt those butterflies fluttering around in my stomach. But this time, something was different. I wasn't trying to be perfect, I was just trying to be myself, authentic, vulnerable, and completely present. And guess what? It worked. The audience was engaged. They asked insightful questions, and even afterwards, people came up to me saying how inspiring my presentation was. That experience taught me a powerful lesson. Confidence isn't about eliminating fear. It's about facing it head on and showing up as your most genuine self. So remember, folks, confidence is a muscle that you can build over time. Embrace your strengths, acknowledge your weaknesses, and never stop pushing yourself to grow. You've got this. Today's key takeaways. Identify your strengths. Make a list of things you're naturally good at and let them fuel your fire. Reframe your weaknesses. View them as opportunities for growth and learning, not as insurmountable obstacles. Break down challenges. Divide those intimidating tasks into smaller, manageable steps to make them feel less overwhelming. Celebrate small victories. Acknowledge every step forward, no matter how small. It keeps you motivated and builds momentum. Most importantly, remember that confidence is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself. Keep learning, and never stop striving to be the best version of you. Now go out there and rock your world. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little boost of confidence. Until next time, stay focused, stay disciplined, and keep pushing those boundaries.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.